I'm David First. It's Monday, April 21st, and time for WQXR's Washington Report Online. Joining us now, as he does every week, is the New York Times' David Sanger. Good morning, David.
Morning, David.
David, no one has much confidence in the agreement reached last week in Geneva between the Ukraine government and the Russians. And so far, pro-Russian groups seem to be digging in the areas they have taken. What is the enforcement mechanism for this new accord?
Well, that's the problem. There really is no enforcement mechanism other than the willingness of the pro-Russian forces, who everybody believes are either run or taking their signals from Vladimir Putin, but no one can truly prove that, to leave these buildings and not confront the Ukrainian government. So far, they've said they're not going to go do that. And of course, if the Ukrainians go in and forcibly remove them, as they've tried a few times, that could spark exactly the civil war that could give Mr. Putin the argument that he has no choice but to send in Russian forces. So their confidence level in this agreement is very low.
It appears the U.S. is headed to this new form of containment strategy, one that would not cut off dealings with Russia, but would try to limit its influence. What would that look like?
Well, this is really containment 2.0, and no one really knows what it would look like, just as no one knew what the first form of containment would look like after it was proposed by Marshall and Kennan and all of those who designed it during the Cold War. What we do know is that it's unlikely that President Obama will be able to do much more in his last years in office other than to sort of minimize the amount of disruption that Putin can do. But he needs him on many things. He needs him on Syria. He needs him on Iran. And, of course, the Europeans need him as a supplier of gas and oil. And so until the United States can actually find an alternative way for Europe to buy that gas, perhaps shipping some from the U.S., and that would take a long time, it's unlikely that you're going to see anything that resembles true containment.
Thus, containment 2.0.
That's what it would have to be. And, of course, remember that during the first time that we had a containment policy, there were nowhere near the kind of economic interconnections between the old Soviet Union and the rest of the world as we have today. That's good news for the U.S. in that there are banking sanctions we couldn't have even conceived of and other financial sanctions back in the 50s and 60s and 70s. But the bad news is that because Russia is such a large supplier of energy, they have a way to fight back.
Okay, well, here at home, David, the president did everything he could last week to celebrate the sign-up of more than 8 million people for the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. What's his strategy and his party's to answer those Republicans who are still pressing for the repeal of the law?
Well, his strategy may be somewhat different than his party's. The president clearly is out there sort of challenging Republicans to stand up and try to repeal the law, basically saying there are 8 million people who would now lose their benefits. Why don't you go out and try to alienate them? And then he'll bring out a parade of people who's have now been able to obtain insurance for pre-existing conditions or whose kids are covered and say in public to them, do you want to lose your insurance? The difficulty is that Democrats in many local districts where Obamacare is still unpopular have to decide whether to go with the president's strategy or instead make an argument that they will amend Obamacare when they get to Washington. And that could put them on a tone fairly similar to some Republicans who have argued now for significant overhaul but not for a complete repeal. That's a Republican's dilemma. Those who are arguing for complete repeal seem more isolated now than they did a month ago.
The New York Times' David Sanger. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
I'm David First, and that's the Washington Report on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR.